So good evening. This is Chair Rena Moran, pursuit of House Rule 10.01. I call the remote meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order. Ms. Sparkman, would you please take the roll?
Chair Moran?
Present.
Moran, present. Vice Chair Olson?
Present.
Olson, present. Representative Garofalo? Representative Garofalo? Representative Albright?
Present.
Albright, present. Representative Becker Finn? Representative Becker Finn? Representative Bernardi?
Present.
Bernardi, present. Representative Eklund?
Present.
Eklund, present. Representative Hansen?
Present.
Hansen, present. Representative Hassan?
Present.
Hassan, present. Representative Hertas? Representative Hertas?
Hertas, present.
Hertas, present. Representative Hornstein? Representative Hornstein? Representative Johnson?
Present.
Johnson, present. Representative Kreisha, excused. Representative Liebling?
Present.
Liebling, present. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, present.
Lilly, present. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, present.
Mariani, present. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, present.
Marquardt, present. Representative Miller?
Miller, present.
Miller, present. Representative Nash?
Nash, present.
Nash, present. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, present.
Nelson, present. Representative Noor?
Noor, present.
Noor, present. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, present.
O'Neill, present. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, present.
Pawlowski, present. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, present.
Petersburg, present. Representative Pinto?
Pinto, present.
Pinto, present. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, present.
Schumacher, present. Representative Schultz?
Schultz, present.
Schultz, present. Representative Scott?
Scott, present.
Scott, present. Representative Sundin?
Sundin, present.
Sundin, present. Representative Garofalo?
Garofalo, present.
Garofalo, present. Representative Becker Finn?
Present.
Becker Finn, present. Representative Hornstein?
Hornstein, present.
Hornstein, present. That concludes the roll. There is a quorum present.
So a quorum is present. Our first agenda item is approval of the minutes from our hearing on Friday, May the 7th. The minutes were included in the hearing's documents emailed to you by committee staff. Are there any corrections or questions to the minutes? Vice Chair Olson, can I have you to move the minutes?
Yes, I move the minutes from May 7th, 2021 for approval.
Thank you. Vice Chair Olson moves approval of the minutes for May 7th, 2021. Please unmute briefly for a voice vote. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. So members, we have two bills on the agenda today. We will start with the Omnibus Pension Bill, which is Senate File 1712. Chair Nelson, would you like to move your bill and tell us about it?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'll move Senate File 1712, the second engrossment.
Okay, can you tell us about your bill?
Members, the Pension Commission met six times this during the 2021 session, and they approved 13 bills that make up the 2021 Omnibus Pension Bill. Several amendments were approved by the Commission and incorporated. Also, at our last meeting on Tuesday, May 4th, the Commission also approved the motion to submit to the legislature the report on the Pension Commission study of post-retirement adjustments, or better known as COLAs. This study was mandated in the 2018 Pension and Retirement Bill and represents many months of research and study by the staff and the pension funds. The public had an opportunity to review the drafts and provide comments, which have also been incorporated into the report. Now to the pension bill, Article 1 of Section 1 of the bill extends the use of a more generous actuarial factors in computing an annuity under the MSRS unclassified plan for one more year and limits the extension of the employees of the Senate, House, and Joint Commissions. To be eligible, the employees had to have been at least 63 years of age and had at least 26 years of service on June 20th, 2020. We extended this last year by 1 year that was supposed to expire this June 30th, but because of the pandemic and there were some people that were on the verge or cusp of having to retire, and we needed them around for their longevity and their knowledge, and those same people were extending it one more year for the same reason, but the intent is the next year that's the end, and that from then on the new actuarial factors will be used in computing the pensions. Section 2 reduces the COLA on the MSRS judges plan from 1.75% per year to 1.5% per year, effective January 1st, 2022, and removes the trigger that would automatically increase the COLA when the plan reaches a certain funding level. This reduction in the COLA will improve the plan's funded ratio from 56% to just over 57% funded, and it's in line with other reductions we did in other plans in the last few years. Article 2 of the plan revises the exclusion from coverage by MSRS for foreign citizens to eliminate the three-year waiting period for state employees employed on H-1B, H-1B1, and E-3 visas to comply with federal law. Current employees and employees who left employment in the last year are permitted to purchase service credits for the period they were excluded from coverage. And again, this was because of federal law says that we can't give them a waiting period. The plans were making them wait 3 years before they could join the pension, and we're just trying to correct that mistake. Article 3 extends the minimum period from 1 year to 3 years during which an employee on military service will be able to purchase service credits for the period of a military leave, and it makes technical changes to Paris statutes. Section 4 or Article 4 of the bill adds a new law that will allow municipalities to receive part of their fire state aid that would otherwise have been paid into the Paris Statewide Volunteer Firefighters Plan upon filling an aid allocation plan, that's easy for me to say, with PARA. The affected volunteer firefighters can petition to stop the payment. This is effective only for fire departments that have both volunteers and career firefighters, and it allows the municipalities to use part of this fire state aid to pay their pension plans for their career firefighters. This is similar to what we did for plans that were individual plans that each city had, each fire relief association had last year. This allows the people that are in the statewide plan to do the same thing. Article 5 delays by 1 year a 0.25% increase in the teacher's retirement fund employer contribution rate from 7.5 of salary to 7.75 of salary to take effect January 1st, 2023. And this is to be consistent with the similar increases for teachers in the Teachers Retirement Association plan. And currently the St. Paul Teachers is the only teacher's fund that's outside of the Teachers Retirement Association plan. Article 6, Sections 1 to 8, make changes to the laws related to volunteer firefighter relief associations. And these were recommended by the State Auditor's Firefighters Relief Association Working Group. Sections 9 through 12 make changes that permit the Ramsey Volunteer Fire Relief Association to fully vest and distribute retirement benefits to firefighters assigned to the Now Then Fire Station. All other law changes will permit the new Now Then Fire Department to be eligible for 2022 state fire aid and participate in mid-year in the PARA Statewide Volunteer Firefighters Plan. And these two fire departments were combined last year. They started to split, and now they're split into two separate fire departments. and this allows them to be collect their have the pensions put in the proper places and those firefighters to be fully vested with what they've already put into them. Article 7 adds a new law that will require pension funds and agencies to submit their bill drafting requests to the commission staff by November 1st and repeals an obsolete law that imposed an October 1st deadline. Articles, and this is to allow the pension commission staff to be able to deal with the legislators during session with requests and amendments and the like, and free them up to be able to do that. Article 8, our session laws for the benefit for two individuals. One, it authorizes an increased pension payments to an MSRS retiree who received erroneous benefit estimates when MSRS staff from the MSRS staff and their online calculator, and this is to correct that that error. Section 2 authorized the transfers of about 9 years of service credits from the MSRS general plan to the MSRS correctional plan for an current employee of the Department of Human Services, and this person should have been on the MSRS correctional plan from the beginning. It was an oversight and a mistake, and we're correcting that mistake here. Article 9, Section 1 directs the establishment of a work group to meet during the interim to study the benefits of the 9/11 telecommunications operators and to submit a report to the Pension Commission by March 1st of 2022. And this plan, these people work directly with the police, the fire, and they're normally the first people that get the call on an emergency call, and it's looking to see if they should be in the correctional plan, which has a little bit better retirement benefits. They can retire at 55 with full benefits as opposed to 66. Article Section 2 of this directs the state auditor to convene a work group to study the options for allocating the firefighter supplemental aid and submit a report to the Pension Commission by December 31st of 2022. And then Article 10 consists of 35 sections that make up technical corrections and clarifications to current statutes, including new laws enacted in 2020 that permit relief associations to convert from a defined benefit to a defined contribution plans and how to allocate surplus assets upon terminations and dissolutions. And Madam Chair and members, that's the 2021 pension bill. And I stand for any questions. And oh, one more thing, members, there was an agreed upon amendment that was put in on the Senate bill, which is why we're taking up this the Senate the second engrossment of the Senate bill. This was done today on the floor. And what it does is on the bill, if you want to look at it, the way the current bill is on line 56 or page 56, line 23, before the semicolon that's there, it's already been added in the language that's in the bill. But it says designated by the Board of Trustees from the Public Employees Retirement Association, or PARA, what is normally it's in short term called. And then the second was on page 56. It's in line 25. It's basically the same language. It says designated by the Board of Directors of the Minnesota State Retirement System. And this is for people that are being appointed to the board. And members, that's the pension bill.
All right. Thank you, Chair Nelson. Members, are there any questions on the bill?
See, Representative Garofalo has his hand up.
Yep. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Nelson, thank you for carrying this bill. Good, tidy bill, clean bill. I'll be voting for it today. I did have a quick question for you. And if you don't know, maybe someone from the St. Paul TRA can let me know, but what was the argument for delaying the contribution rate increase for the St. Paul teachers by 1 year? What was the purpose of that?
Sure,
I can let the staff answer, but I think I have the answer with it. But like I said in my statement here, it's to put them in line with the same rate increase, that's contribution increase that's going to go into effect next year for the Teachers Retirement Association, and then put these two plans on similar footing.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Nelson, thanks again. Again, I'll be voting for the bill and encourage members to support it. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any other questions for members? Okay. I don't see any. So since there's no further discussion, Chair Nelson's renewed his motion that House file, the Senate file 1712 be recommended for placement on the general register. Ms. Sparkin, please take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Yes.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker Finn?
Aye.
Becker Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas? Representative Hertas? Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha, excused. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
Miller, aye.
Miller, aye. Representative Nash?
Nash, aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto?
Pinto, aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sundin?
Sundin, aye.
Sundin, aye. Representative Hertas? There are 27 ayes and zero nays.
There being 27 ayes and zero nays, the motion prevails. Senate file 1712 is recommended for placement on the general register. Thank you, Chair Nelson. Now, it's going to move on to our second bill on the agenda, which is Senate file 1354. And the author has a delete everything amendment. We will have discussion on the amendment before taking a vote. So the chair would move that Senate file 1354 be recommended for placement on the general register. Chair Mariani, would you like to move the DE1 amendment on behalf of a bill author? Well, you are kind of like the bill author.
Madam Chair, I would move the DE1 amendment.
Okay, so the amendment is before us. Representative Mariani has moved that. We're going to have Leader Winkler. We're going to welcome back to the committee, and we're going to ask Leader Winkler to please describe your amendment, the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. So I just want to be very open about what the intention is with this bill at this point in time. I did have an opportunity to speak with Representative Garofalo, and a member of my team spoke with Representative Petersburg, as well as Representative Hornstein. This Senate file will be amended with the DE to insert the language for driver's licenses being changed so that you can apply for one without demonstrating status. The version of that bill that passed the House in the transportation bill is the DE amendment. So for members' background, a number of amendments, at least one amendment was offered on the floor by Representative Torkelson. Other changes had been offered in committee. And this reflects bipartisan work on this version of the bill. The goal of taking this Senate file, deleting its content and inserting a driver's license language and sending it to the general register is simply to have the bill ready in the event there is an agreed upon budget deal or larger session deal that includes a driver's license provision in it. So I'm not saying that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a heavy lift to get there, but this is to make sure that that is a bill that we could send back to the Senate in this form. And that is why it's here and why I ask for your support for the DE and sending it to the General Register.
All right. Well, thank you, Leader Wengler. I would like to note that the fiscal spreadsheet provided for this amendment shows that there is no general fund impact. Are there any questions on the amendment? If there's no further discussion.
Madam Chair.
Sorry. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I think I'm bringing this up at the right moment. If it's later, you can just hold it off. There were some repealers that were part of this, and the one repealer, and whenever you have a repealer, it's like, okay, the negative is going to happen, and the repealer was on Subdivision 7, and it's a rulemaking limitation. From what I see on this is it's going to be previously the commissioner did not have the power for rulemaking on driver's licenses, but now they do. Can someone clarify that for me? And what does that mean that they now have rulemaking as it might apply? Maybe this is something totally independent of this specific provision that Leader Winkler is talking about, but I just want to make sure that I understand that now. Okay. You understand the question?
Leader Winkler, can you respond to the question? You need some clarification to the question?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Representative Miller, I think I'm not sure I do entirely follow the question. I think the reason that there may be a repealer in this language that you're referring to is because the current law prohibits the governor from making any rulemaking that would permit a driver's license without status. And so by changing it, it would be necessary to repeal that prohibition on the governor's actions. And in general, the Driver and Vehicle Services at DPS uses rulemaking to work out the details of our drivers and vehicle services related statutes. So I think having rulemaking to effectuate the purpose of this bill is necessary, and the reason it likely was prohibited before was because they didn't, when they drafted the bill originally, the law in 2003, they didn't want a future governor to be able to go around that prohibition.
Okay, that makes sense. I appreciate you clarifying. Thank you, Madam Chair. There was no sneaky question coming up on this. I really just didn't quite understand. I just wanted to make, I think Leader Winkler, you gave a good answer for me, so thank you.
Okay, thank you, Representative Miller. Representative Petersburg.
Thank you. Currently, I can only talk on my phone. For some reason, my computer is doing it, so I'm talking with my phone as well. But the way I remember it, prior to 2003 or whatever it was, the commissioner was allowed through rulemaking to grant permission for a driver's license to anybody, including that. And when it was determined that that wasn't the direction that we wanted to go, that rulemaking authority was removed. And so now it sounds like this is putting back again. Is that a good recollection? At least that's what it seems like.
Leader Winkler or Mr. Burris?
Madam Chair, Representative Petersburg, I think you've said it in a simpler way than Representative Miller and I managed to say it. And I think that your statement is correct.
Representative Petersburg.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any other questions to the amendment? So there being no further discussion on the amendment, Chair Mariani renews his motion to adopt the DE1 amendment. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
No.
The motion prevails and is adopted. Okay, members, is there any further discussion to the bill as amended? Okay, I'm not seeing any questions to the bill.
Sorry, Madam Chair, I think Representative Garofalo just unmuted. I'm not sure if you wanted to get in.
Representative Garofalo?
No, I just, Madam Chair, I want to thank the Majority Leader for reaching out to me, letting us know what's in play, and we'll see what ends up happening. I'll be voting no on the bill today. I would recommend people oppose the bill, but I recognize that we may see a different version of this attached to some other issues sooner than people expect. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Leader Winkler, would you have any closing words?
Madam Chair, just thank you for the time. I would ask for members' support.
Okay. So there being no further discussion, the chair renews a motion that Senate File 1354, as amended, be recommended on placement on the general register. Do we need to, for clarification, Chris, do we need to do a roll call?
Madam Chair, that is correct.
Yes, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Sparkman, please take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
No.
Garofalo, no. Representative Albright?
No.
Albright, no. Representative Becker-Finn?
Aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Hassan, aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertos?
No.
Hertos, no. Representative Hornstein?
Hornstein, aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
No.
Johnson, no. Representative Kreisha, excused. Representative Liebling?
Liebling, aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
Miller, no.
Miller, no. Representative Nash?
Nash, no.
Nash, no. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, no.
O'Neill, no. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, no.
Petersburg, no. Representative Pinto?
Pinto, aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, no.
Schumacher, no. Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
No.
Scott, no. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. There are 18 ayes and 10 nays.
So there have been 18 ayes and 10 nays. The motion prevails. Senate File 1354, as amended, is recommended for placement on the general register. I want to thank you again, Leader Winkler, for seeing you in our committee. So, members, that concludes our agenda for the evening. We do not have another hearing scheduled at this time, but staff will provide updates if that changes. Members, I just want to take a moment because I hear that Mr. Bill Marks is retiring. He has served our state in the House of Representatives with, you know, being professional with dignity. He's counseled me so many ways as a new chair of Ways and Means. I have called him, and he always said, don't worry about it. That's what I'm here for. So I want to thank you for that, Mr. Marks. We are going to be losing such so much knowledge and history by you retiring, but I'm sure you deserve it. But I would like to give you an opportunity, if you would like, Mr. Marks, to maybe say a few words to the committee. How long have you been here?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was involved in the 1976 legislative session, and I've been around since.
Wow. That is awesome. Well, you have served us well. I don't know if you have any words you would like to just say and as you part ways. Before, he's not leaving immediately. It's not meeting and leaving immediately, but he will be retiring. I believe he will be retiring in 2021.
Madam Chair, my plan is sometime in the fall.
In the fall. All right.
Well, Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I don't mean to break any breaking news here, but Mr. Marks, I'm sorry. We just slipped a provision in the pension bill that prohibits you from retiring. You're coming back for another year. Maybe you didn't see that. Sorry about that. So, no, but on behalf of our entire caucus, well, thank you for your years of service, your commitment to the people of Minnesota, your service to the state legislature. You are an incredible resource, not only from historical and technical perspective, but also as a human being, just being very patient with new members. One of my first memories back when I first got elected is a very patient Bill Marks, answering a lot of questions from this young member. And you always treat members with respect and equality. And I just want to say on behalf of every single Republican, thank you very much for your years of service. I hope that as you wind down in your retirement that our institution has the opportunity to properly recognize you in person. And in addition, that we can leverage your experience in terms of training on whatever people, because we know one person won't be able to do your job, the multiple people that we'll be training in. So again, Mr. Marks, on behalf of all of us, thank you very much.
Yes. Leader Winkler.
Well, Madam Chair, I'm not on your committee, but since I'm here, I think it's just a moment to say thank you to Mr. Marks for an incredible record of service. And I don't think legislators in Minnesota appreciate just how unusual it is that the House of Representatives has nonpartisan staff that are so widely respected and so important for the functioning of the body. It's not typical around the country, and it is amazing. If you think about being in a position of someone like Mr. Marks, who year in and year out, majorities change, different ideologies come to the fore, different priorities, and to continue to focus on trying to make sure that the numbers work, the budgets are balanced, that the priorities of policymakers are realized by the institution, and that the democratic process is alive and well and functions. The fact that we have Mr. Marks and this incredible nonpartisan staff in the Minnesota House is an absolute gift that we have here. And we talk about it. We need to make sure that we continue to hold it up and that we continue to expect that kind of service, because we would not be as functional as we are. And our democratic system in Minnesota would not work as well if it weren't for people like Bill Marks.
Absolutely. And all I can say is ditto. Ditto, Leader Winkler. Ditto, Representative Garofalo. You have just been upstanding, incredible, as a nonpartisan staff. You never wavered and just being really clear about the impact of the budget and the fiscal responsibilities that we have here in this chamber. So on behalf of Ways and Means, I would like to say thank you. Thank you for leading me and being patient with me. I so appreciate you, and I know we all appreciate your service to the state of Minnesota. So there being no further business before this committee, we are adjourned.